As a producer, he was the wind beneath Bette Midler's wings. He gave R-E-S-P-E-C-T to Aretha Franklin. He accompanied Norah Jones as the virtually unknown artist sang Come Away With Me on her journey to stardom. And he did the same for many more. But when award-winning music producer Arif Mardin learned that he was facing a personal health battle, he knew he still had one more album to make. Joe Mardin is Arif Mardin's son and a fellow producer.
When my father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, in the months that followed that, he started this treatment, but he also started to review many of the pieces that he had written through the years, mainly jazz pieces.
Arif Mardin was determined. This time he was not going to worry about the commercial demands of the pop record charts or the FM airwaves. This was going to be the artistic, jazzy album that his heart and soul had longed for all these years.
Together with my pop career, I never gave up on classical and jazz.
Someone who isn't alone.
This gave rise to, why don't I do a project of my own?
I think many people know about his extraordinary career as a producer of popular music, as a producer and arranger of popular music with an extraordinary range of artists. But I don't think they knew or necessarily know about his very prolific output during those years, sort of aside on the side of all of those things, as a composer of modern classical and jazz pieces.
In fact, it was Arif Mardin's love of jazz as a teenager in Istanbul that opened up the path from his beloved hometown to Boston, and from being an ardent Turkish jazz fan to being a sought-after pop music producer. Joe Mardin says the voice of America also played a part in the process.
In 1956, when Dizzy Gillespie was on a State Department-sponsored tour of the Middle East and Turkey and Greece, and Quincy Jones was the musical director of the orchestra at that time, that's when my father met Quincy and Dizzy Gillespie. Eventually, Quincy would, when he came back to America, they were looking for the first recipient of Quincy's scholarship at the Berklee College of Music. And the voice of America, there was a gentleman named Tahir Sur, who was probably on the Turkish news desk in Washington, D.C. And voice of America actually commissioned my father to write three pieces and three arrangements. And eventually Quincy Jones recorded them with an all-star band with people like Art Farmer, Charlie Persip. I mean, it was an incredible orchestra. Hank Jones, who played my father's pieces with Quincy conducting, recorded for the Voice of America, and eventually that tape from the Voice of America went to the Berklee College of Music and resulted in my father receiving the first Quincy Jones scholarship at the Berklee College of Music.
After a long journey of more than 40 years from Berklee to the Grammy Awards, Arif was eager to pay homage to jazz in his last album, to be called All My Friends Are Here. Mardin planned to collaborate with all the artists who had become family and friends over the years. Chaka Khan was the first among them who came on board. Soon, Bette Midler, Norah Jones, Carly Simon, and Dr. John joined the project. Recording started in November of 2005, the same year Arif was diagnosed with cancer. It soon became clear that his illness was progressing much faster than the recording sessions.
You know, when we were making the album, and in his last month or two, it became very clear with the doctors that probably he wasn't going to be with us for very much longer. And it really kind of hit me in a way and made me very sad at that time that he would not be able to finish this very personal project, his album. And it seemed so unfair to me.
Fortunately, after working side by side all those years with his father, Joe Mardin was able to finish the project. He knew exactly what his father wanted and how he wanted it.
The album was musically very close to being finished. Obviously, there were things to do, but I think he made clear to me what and how he wanted it finished, and I hope that he would have been pleased with the end result.
As a gifted musician, Arif Mardin gave his best to artists and their fans. Now his son Joe is giving back. The completed All My Friends Are Here album became available to the public on June 15th as a Father's Day gift from the son to his father. And Joe Mardin's documentary on his father's life, The Greatest Ears in Town, will soon follow as well. For producer Malik Schaller, Wayne Bowman, VOA News.